One, getting off there yesterday, but two, things have obviously turned up a notch a little bit.
Well, first thing about being here, there are no off days. We had the day off, but it's a day to get off your feet, and just get a day's of rest and maintenance from all the work we've been putting in. We've been working pretty hard, so yesterday was good for us, being able to rest our bodies and things like that. But come back out here today. We have today, and we have more meetings, and then tomorrow's a whole new day. And the Saints are coming in pretty soon. So right now we're putting in everything that we need to have ready by the time they get here. And hopefully we'll be ready by the time they get here. Bill does a great job of putting us through situations. It's interesting. The way he does his training camps, and that's why every situation we're always prepared for it. Because Coach puts us through every single situation that can come up in a game, every situation possible. So, that was one of the things that we wanted to work on today, and we'll continue that tomorrow with the meetings and then practice and post-practice meetings, and go from there. Saints coming in, I don't even know what today is. I don't know what day they're coming, but I know they're coming in a couple days. So, by the time they get here, we'll hopefully have everything in, and be able to go up against another team and see where we can measure ourselves against a really good team.
Is it possible to even talk about things like comfort level or even quarterbacks when you haven't played a game yet? Do you wait until you see the game and see how things actually play?
Everything's different. I mean, from spring practice to training camp, and then then preseason games and the regular season and playoffs. Every level, it always seems like it's a different speed. But just really trying to get things together with the tempo and getting on the same page with the quarterbacks, and I think so far we're doing an okay job, but we have a long ways to go. So we're as Bill says, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. We're we're still keep working with our heads down, and we have a long ways to go.
The Saints will be here in a couple of days. How anxious are you to see a fresh set of faces to practice against?
We have an extra day of work still before they get here. So, first and foremost, we have to take care of ourselves. Have to make sure that we have everything that we need to have in. And they'll be here soon enough, and we get a couple of days of practice with those guys, and then we play the game. So, it's always fun to be able to play against or even practice against other teams. After a while, your teammates say they start to know what you're doing, and vice versa. So. Whenever you bring a new team in, it's always good to be able to compete against a different team.
Dante, we always like to see the light at the end of the tunnel. How depressing is it when there's no light at the end of the tunnel?
It's not depressing. That's what we're here for. And and Bill makes sure that no one sees any light at the end of the tunnel. So that's one thing that he's always preached as far as long as I can remember. Is don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about the next thing, which is always either the next meeting or the next practice, and that's what guys are focused on right now. And right now we're more special teams meetings, more offense meetings to go over the post practice film, and just keep working. And like I said, Saints will be here soon enough, and it'll be good to get those guys.
Tom, from your experience, New Orleans, New England, Cleveland, down the line, Washington. Is that just commonplace in camp? There is no light at the end of the tunnel, or is that more profound in New England?
The interesting thing was when I was here a few years ago, that was something that Bill always preached to us. Don't worry about, 2 days from now. Don't worry about the next preseason game. Always focus on the very next thing. And that was something that I carried with me throughout the rest of my career. So just having that attitude, I think it really helps, because you can during camp it's easy to get sidetracked as far as looking ahead to the preseason game or things like that, when we still are putting in things that we need to be ready for by the time the Saints get here, and then by the time we actually play in the game.
Dante, how would you characterize Tom's intensity during, especially during situational football, 2-minute drills? It seemed like he was getting after it pretty good.
Yeah, that's him. That's how he's always been, as long as I can remember. Nothing's going to be perfect, but if you strive for perfection, then you're going to be pretty damn good. And that's one thing, like I said, that Bill always preaches to us. And Tommy's that same way. He's a fiery, passionate guy. And when things aren't going right, things that we've done before, aren't going right, then he's going to let us know. And, you know, he's leader of this team, and guys follow his lead. Not really. I got enough. I have enough routes and different formations and things like that to focus on. But you know, both of those guys, they're working hard, and you know, they have Tommy to look up to. So you know, what better guy to have as your quarterback? You know, being able to learn from than Tom Brady.